I sincerely apologize.
That's what Pat Kemp told the ferry advisory panel during their face-to-face meeting in Juneau. Here's a longer version of what he had to say.
I sincerely apologize for not keeping the board involved and not knowing more about the board. I wasn't involved with the board before, and in fact, when this whole thing was going down, taking place, I wasn't even a commissioner. I was acting commissioner, and I didn't know the sensitivities to the board. I don't know how you... I wasn't sure how the board operated.
Kemp used to be deputy commissioner for highways and public facilities. He was named acting commissioner in August and got the full appointment in December. He says he came into a leadership structure that isolated managers, and that's why he didn't know the rules of the road or the fact that the Alaska Class Ferry project was headed way over budget.
I was kind of in head-scratching mode for a while because I really didn't know what to do. I've developed projects my entire career, and I just had to get up to speed with this one.
Kemp decided the plan should be scrapped before an October advisory board meeting, but he couldn't bring it up without Governor Sean Parnell's approval. That came in December when the governor announced plans to design two smaller, cheaper shuttle ships. Most Marine Transportation Advisory Board members criticized Kemp's handling of the design change. Angoon's Maxine Thompson represents Southeast Villages on the panel. She says she was blindsided.
Well, I was extremely frustrated because over the years we have worked really hard to develop a communication line, and we were under the impression that our input was appreciated. And so reading about it in the paper and responding to the people in the communities, you know, we were at a loss as to what happened.
Sitka's Jerry Hope, who represents Central Southeast, agrees.
We became accustomed to really being plugged in to the process and feeling like we had a positive role to play. And then when it was announced in the news, as other board members had identified, I was really surprised.
Some members had no complaint with the decision to drop the Alaska Class Ferry design. They were happy to see what they considered an out-of-control project return to its simpler beginnings. Advisory Board Chairman Robert Venables says he accepts Kemp's apology.
Well, I thought that was somewhat unprecedented and very well received, and I think the board has had a very warm and close working relationship with the commissioner's office and the staff, and I'm glad to see that bridge mending underway.
Transportation officials told board members a few more details of the shuttle ferries, which will sail Lynn Canal. They say that system could create 15 to 25 jobs in Haines. That's in part because those traveling Juneau to Skagway, or the other way around, will need to change ships in Haines. Recently appointed Deputy Commissioner Reuben Yost says the latest Alaska Class Ferry plans could be used for another ship.
Basically, we have a preliminary design for a 350-foot Taku replacement. That will be on the shelf, and in the future, after the Tustamine is replaced, if the next vessel replaces the Taku, we are that much ahead in terms of design.
Kemp says more details of the new shuttle ferry plans will be released soon. He says the advisory board will be involved.
I'll have a close relationship with you. I like ferries. I like marine highway stuff. I think it's a great system, and the utmost confidence in Captain Falvey, the utmost confidence in Reuben, and I think we're going to be fine.
Kemp named Yost as one of three deputy transportation commissioners, but he will oversee other agencies and special projects along with the ferry system. Several legislators last week said state law requires such hires to go through the advisory board. Kemp says it's a different job and should not be covered by the legal language. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.